in preparation, three prayers. I was sharing with my grandson and granddaughter. Three prayers I pray. They all three are in Ephesians, the first chapter, third chapter, and the sixth chapter. Now, the first and the third, people know somewhat about those prayers. But the sixth chapter is about what you hear determined by not only are you prepared to hear, but is the person who's saying something to you saying anything? See, you got to preach revelation for revelation to manifest. So, see, the word is not revelation by itself. So the utterance and the boldness of the speaker in Ephesians 6, 17 through 20 is so important that he may speak as they ought to speak. So I pray that prayer. I pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge. And I pray for your soul, that your soul might know the full love of God. So, Father, we just thank you this morning as I give out those three prayers. May they cover this service, cover the nation this morning as I minister the word of God. These things that you have revealed to me about faith, I know it would take the Holy Spirit 100% to unfold and unravel a lot of problems, a lot of mountains, a lot of things that have hindered the body of Christ. And then there are those who need to go to another level, another degree. And I pray as I yield to the Holy Spirit this morning that those things should happen in our lives. We thank you for all the members of Word of Life Christian Center that you're covering them and keeping them at this time. I bless them this morning, and all our partners and around the world who locked in with us. May everyone have an ear to hear, hearts to receive, and steps to take. We praise you for it, give you all the credit and all the glory. Now, as we speak your word in Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's give the Lord a hand. All right, you may be seated. Open your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3. We want to deal with a matured lesson this morning on faith, dealing with understanding the mysteries of faith. Understanding the mystery of faith, unfolding the mysteries of faith. Faith is a mystery. It's a mystery because it is given to the children of God, and there must be revelation in faith. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9, please don't live on the outside of the word this morning. You need to let the Holy Spirit take you on the inside. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. You see, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. So therefore, by looking at that verse, when it says pure conscience, it's calling your soul into a faith stance. Conscience bespeak your soul. So your soul has to be in on it, not only your spirit, but your soul. Now, a verse that I always wanted to have a text to minister with, turn to Romans 9. Romans 9. Because I know this verse holds reservoirs of revelation. Romans chapter 9, verse 1. I'm going to use that verse along with it. I know this verse holds tons of revelation. The Apostle Paul says, I say the truth, Romans 9, 1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience, notice the word conscience was in 1 Timothy, also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. Not only my spirit, but my soul is coming in now to bear witness to the Holy Ghost. And so when we're dealing with the mystery of faith, there are some areas that we need to deal with understanding the mystery of faith. Let's go, let's deal with number one, the message of faith, the message of faith. And I want you to turn to Romans chapter 10 now. You're right there in Romans. And this verse has been a curveball to the body of Christ because the body of Christ think that if they hear preaching, that they have faith, but that's not good enough. They think if a person preach a good message, that they have faith. That's not necessarily so. And so this morning, a lot of times people trying to use faith, but the faith really is not there as they think it's there because they heard point one, point two, point three, point four. But your life will expand this morning. You will enjoy Christ so much more. To a certain point, you enjoy when something try to bring a crisis in your life, because you'll know so much about faith and how powerful faith is, and you will not be operating, listen very carefully, anymore on the outside of faith and thinking you're operating in faith, operating in the shell of faith, and never got into the inner resources of faith. Are you following me? It's very so important. So here in Romans chapter 10, this is the verse we usually use. Everybody jump, clap their hand. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, you see it? I want you to get ready to read this verse with me, because this is a verse that we've had over the ages, and the verse is real, but the verse has to have revelation. Let's read it, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now let's read it like we're reading the word of God now. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right, now, in that verse is real dangerous if you don't have the revelation of it. Go to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. And you'll see where we're going. And a lot of things you've been aiming to use your faith on, you're going to use it this afternoon different. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right? Now, in John's gospel, now this would be so powerful, you got to listen to it. Verse 63. This is the kind of word he's talking about. So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Look at John 6:63. This is the kind of word he's talking about.
Yes,
he's not talking about words.
Yes,
he's talking about a specific word.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So if we don't understand that, the measure of faith, the measure got to come before the measure can be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it says in 63rd verse of John 6, it is the spirit that quickeneth, right?
Uh-huh.
And then it says something else, right?
Yes, sir.
The flesh profits nothing. Now, if you listening in the flesh,
yes,
you're going to get a flesh message.
Yes, sir.
If the man preaching in the flesh, you're going to get a flesh message. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
and what we need to understand that God is a spirit. And they that function in God must function in spirit and truth. So here, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now the caliber of the word, not just the sound, because three things have to happen for you to really have faith. You have to hear, you have to see, and you have to understand.
Yes, sir.
Seeing, hearing, and understanding by the Spirit. See? So if you're just hearing the sound of a preacher, it turned out to be entertainment.
Yes, sir.
And then you try to use entertainment on your attack. And not work. The devil said, I ain't come to entertain you. I don't want to do nothing to entertain. I'm going to just whoop your tail. That's what I'm going to do. But if you got a revelation, he can't do it. So, for many years, we have taught this message. And everybody thinks they have faith. Now, when you think you have faith and really need faith and do not have real faith, do not have the measure, do not have the degrees, do not have the maturity. I'm going to talk about all those things this morning. but we've got to get the message. You can't mature with a message you don't have.
Right, right.
So you got to start off with the message of faith, and we're dealing with the mysteries of faith. We haven't got to the mysteries yet, but we've got to get the message. So here's going to correct the message of faith, so that faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. John 6:63 give us the insight of really being able to get the message of faith. How many of y'all seeing this?
Yes, sir.
No, how many of y'all seeing this? Y'all, I don't want to teach no further if you just sitting here thinking that I'm a mailman. A lot of hours been placed on to get these revelations.
Yes, sir.
And I don't want you operate after this morning. I don't want you to operate in faith the same way. If you don't get this message, mountains are not going to pay no attention to you. You talking to mountain, and mountains see no faith. See, faith is God. Faith is the power of God. But if you don't have the revelation of it, you can go through the emotion, and the mountain's not going to move. So a lot of people wondering why these things stay in their life. You ought to have a mountain-free life if you're really operating in faith. And so many Christians still have a mountain in their life, things they're dealing with year after year. Shouldn't be. If you hear this message, if you begin to understand the mystery of faith and how powerful faith really is, if you're using it in the spirit. You know, the Bible talks about the spirit of faith. The Bible talks about most holy faith. The Bible talks about, and I'm going back down, the Bible talks about great faith. Well, exceeding great faith. The Bible talks about great faith. The Bible talks about little faith. See, the Bible talks about faith being the size of a mustard seed, because its revelation is so powerful, it don't need to be big.
Yes, sir.
If you functioning in the spirit, you got it covered. So let me try to get a little further. It is the spirit that quickeneth the flesh, profits and nothing. You got it right. The words that I speak unto you, the words that I speak unto you, the words that going to produce faith in you. What are they?
Your spirit, your life.
Come on now, you see it? They are spirit and they are life. If they are not spirit and life, they are not faith. See, that's why in Romans 9, we read, we've got to get the Holy Ghost involved in your faith.
That's right.
See, the Holy Ghost really is the one who can reveal, implant, good God Almighty, the dynamics of faith in your steps and in your life and in your words. All right? See, because when you talk to a mountain, you see, you know, we're going to get to Mark 11:23. I'm jumping ahead of myself. When you talk to a mountain, that mountain is stubborn because it's satanic.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's not going to hear you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't care how eloquent you speak, how loud you talk, you can scream. That mountain is not going to move unless you're speaking out of the spirit of truth and life, all right? So there, I want you to understand now, the message of faith is not just hearing words. You got that?
Yes,
so go to Romans 12:3 now. Romans 12:3, because now we're going to talk about the measure of faith. The measure would not mean nothing without a right understanding of the message. All right. So the measure of faith here in Romans 12 has to be full of John 6:63.
Yes,
are you here with me? Yeah. Spirit and light. If not, if the message is not preached right, if the message is preached right, you must come to a point where you're hearing, you're seeing, you're understanding. Let me add another one to it. Now you're ready to apply.
Yes, sir.
Okay? But the spirit and life out of the word produces faith.
Yes, sir.
Not chapter and verses.
Yes,
the Lord has to come out of that verse. And that's when you're going to be powerful. Are you understanding me?
Yes,
I look at some of y'all. Y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. Romans 12:3. I can see you on TV too. Romans 12:3. For I say to the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God, as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. I just saw something in reading this verse. I'll talk about the measure of faith, but the Lord just showed me something when I read that verse. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. The measure here he's talking about is a spiritual measure. See, the measure of faith. It is not, so much an amount, but it's the spirit of faith. It's something you can't get just from reading the Bible.
Right.
If you don't understand, if you don't have the seeing, the hearing, the seeing, and the understanding, you're really not operating in faith. And you're not operating, you haven't, we're going to talk about maturing faith, but if you haven't even got to the measure. And you out there messing with Satan. You out there trying to mess with Satan, with the scriptures, without faith. That's why so many Christians get whipped, because they're dealing with the outside of faith, the outside of the word, and the enemy knows it. He knows you don't know what you're talking about when you're talking to him. So you're not paying attention to it. You just turn around and whip you and slap you side of the head because you can't do nothing with him. Listen to me, body of Christ. This is another aspect of faith. This is the mystery of faith and God had to bring faith in a mystery, because if he didn't, Satan would use it.
Whoa. Right.
Put it right out in the open. So that's why the Bible is a code book.
Yes.
It worked by revelation, and only the Holy Spirit can unlock it. And what the Holy Spirit is doing is now is unlocking faith to you, that your faith going to be used different. Not your faith not going to be just used by emotion,
yes,
but your faith going to be used accurately, knowing that nothing can deny you.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yep.
So there we have the measure of faith. And so let's write in our notes the maturing of faith. Start with the measure, start with the message, start with the, then we go to the measure that God make a deposit in us. And then we talk about the maturing of faith. The maturing of faith lies right in John 6:63. Mm-hmm. That's the maturing of faith. And then our text is, we'll go back to it, go back to 1 Timothy 3:9, holding the mystery of faith. The mystery of faith. Holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. In other words, faith in the Spirit alone cannot produce results in manifestation. The revelation has to pass through your soul to your body to your outward affair.
Come on, sir.
Your soul has to get involved. He said you sanctify your spirit, soul, and body.
Yes, sir.
So if my soul can be sanctified, it can pick up what the Spirit is saying.
Yes,
sir. All right. Stick with me. So the maturing of faith, then to the mystery of faith, you can't hold what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Holding the mystery of faith. So back to Romans 10:17, we've been preaching that, and people think they got faith because the emotion comes, a good message. And no, did the Spirit quicken you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. Did the Spirit quicken you? Are you alive in faith?
Come on, sir.
Or is a dead pile of words that you're trying to use that have no effect on satanic being.
Wow.
have no effect on the sensical realm.
Wow.
Are you operating secular faith outside of the occurrences of the power of the glory of God? The mystery of faith. Turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. Let somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
All right. Now, this message will have to be listened to over and over because it's going to another criteria of faith that largely the body of Christ has been functioning in faith principles. But now it's the way things are happening, they're going to have to start operating in the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. And all of these steps I'm taking you is taking you toward the spirit of faith. All right? Now, the mystery of faith, we talk about the measure of faith, the measure of faith, the maturing of faith, the mystery of faith has to be revealed to us. And here we talk about the manifestation of faith. And this, I think, is an eye-opener we're about to read now in Jesus' great teaching on the parable. But he got down there and he said this. In Matthew 13, verse 9, who has ears to hear, let him what?
Hear.
And then the 10th verse, I'll read it to you because I'm going to the 11th verse. And the disciples came and said to him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? Here's verse 11 and 12. Verse 11 and 12 is powerful. He answered and said to them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries. See that word right, mystery? Uh-huh. Mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now, how are you going to know the mystery? Through faith?
Uh-huh.
And if your faith is stagnant, if your faith don't understand how to feed properly, it will not be able to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. The mysteries of faith. If you understand the mysteries of faith, you're going to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. You go try to understand the mysteries of the kingdom with outside faith, faith that does have no revelation, faith that has no spirit, faith that has no life, faith that has no truth by revelation, by revelation, by revelation, not by reading, but not by repeating, by revelation. When you get to the kingdom mystery, you won't be able to come in because you don't keep the faith. Proper faith is the master key to the kingdom and to all kingdom revelation. So here, watch what happens. Watch what you lose or watch what you can gain. Verse 11. He answered unto them, because it's given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them is not given. For whosoever hath, see, to him shall be given. Have faith that understand the mystery of faith. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. Who see that? Verse 12. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he had. Now, I submit to you, body of Christ, in verse 12, the lesson that I'm teaching on faith is in there.
Yes,
it has to be, because the scripture already have told us in Hebrews 11 and 6. You know what the scripture told us in Hebrews 11 and 6?
Yes,
turn there. Turn there. Now, this verse ought to take a new meaning to you because it's teaching without faith. Now, but now, by you being a student of the word, listen to me out there now, by you being a student of the word, that voice take on a new meaning now.
Uh-huh.
See, because When you think you have faith and think you operating in faith and not hearing, seeing, and understanding, you're not. So you actually think you're with faith, but you're without faith. And then you won't work this voice. See, but without faith, is it possible? Is it possible? A lot of time we have gone to God and thought we was operating in faith and hadn't heard nothing, hadn't seen nothing, hadn't understood nothing, no revelation. Just because it says, so then faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You go into the throne of God thinking you have faith and you have not let faith manifest itself in you. See? So instead of adding to you, things are being taken from you. And you walk around flanning your Bible and think you're operating in faith, and Satan, the thief, is killing, stealing, and destroying because your faith is not in manifestation in you. Can I hear any amen?
Amen.
That's good, sir.
You follow what I'm saying? See, in this season, for one to contend for the faith, Jude tell us about how things gonna happen. I invite you to read the book of Jude 3 or 4 times a week, because there are so many things happening, so many people that turn against God and calling God all kind of name, and because they got money and a little fame. I'll tell you my story right now. I'm sitting on my front porch. I sat there hours and hours in Morocco. Wind was blowing for the effect from the hurricane, and my flags was on my flagpole, was whipping, both of them. And I saw at one time in a pushing yard, they had a flagpole like mine, and they had the United States flag at top and the Christian flag under it. And the Spirit of God told me, correct that. So I went home, I called my son, and so I got mine as the opposite, the Christian flag on top and the United States flag under the bottom. And I'm sitting in them, both of them flag flapping, and the Lord said, command those stars to bow to the cross.
Wow.
Stars on the flag, you know, United States. Command those stars to bow to the cross. And I did it. And that's what I'm commanding a miracle right now. We're not going to just sit under the American flag. We're going to sit under the flag of Jesus Christ, and the American flag got to bow to the flag of Jesus Christ. Yeah, the Lord showed me that. I thought I wasn't going to be able to share it, but that's what real faith will do. See, you can't have your faith in men. You have to have faith in God. So now, are you understanding these mysteries, you see? Because you're going to have to be listening to understand these mysteries. You can sit right there and leave, watch, leave in the same trap you may have been in for years and years. And listen, everybody need this.
Yes,
preachers, you know, because we've been working faith principles, but not really working faith power at the altitude that faith really can take us.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be revelant. So you got to, I'm going to go back. You got to take Romans 10:17, so that faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and mix it with John 6:63, that the spirit and life actually can take your faith to different levels, all right? Now, so you see the manifestation of faith in Matthew 13:11-12, because if your faith not working right, whatever you have, the enemy going to take it from you.
Gotcha.
So faith don't want to get, faith keep.
Yes, sir.
It's a faith life, all right? And then look with me, and I'll start taking you into some different things in a minute. Look with me, we talk about the measure of faith. You got to get that straight. The measure of faith, you got to get that straight. You got to get the maturing of faith straight. You got to get the mystery of faith straight. You got to get the mountain of faith. Now look at Mark 11:23. I'm going to show you something in this verse that will really bless your life. Mark 11:23, because we use that verse to teach the principles of faith. I sat under my spiritual father many years, and he taught me a lot of things about this verse. But I want to show you something this morning along with this message as we understand the mystery of faith. And in Mark 11:23, You there?
Yes, sir.
And we're here talking about the mountain of faith, the mountains that faith has to deal with. Now, just from what I've taught you already this morning, these 29 minutes thus far, what I've taught you this morning, mountain, you ought to be able to handle mountain in a different way. Because you got to make, when you're using faith, you got to make sure you're in the spirit. Huh? Not in a formula, not in the principle, but in the spirit. All right? If you're not in the spirit, spirits are not going to pay you no attention. Your faith would be void and just saying words. And for the faith for your finances. Why your finances not changing? Because you don't have no faith for it. If you don't hear this, oh my Lord, yeah. I like to left y'all just now. If you don't hear these words, man. You I hope y'all understand it. You know, I'm not groaning and moaning. Oh Lord, No, I can do that, but I'm hoping you're all understanding where the Lord is trying to take you, that your faith will work different. You go back over these points I've given you. And let the Holy Spirit breathe on it and watch what happened. Watch all the cocoons you come out of, all the situations you come out of. Watch the boldness come upon you. When you speak your word of faith, you'll be more bold because you're operating in the mystery of faith. Here, I'm going to show you something in Mark 11, 23 that's been overlooked. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall what?
Say
unto this mountain. Now, mountain consists of things that are holding you in a certain place or blocking you out. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Now you'll have it because you're using faith properly, and then you know your soul is involved. That word heart there talking about your soul. That word heart talking about your soul. Your spirit don't have to try to believe. Your spirit is belief.
Yes, sir.
Because 2 Peter said, we have the very divine nature of God.
Yes,
we're born again. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So you're born again, but your faith has to be trained and developed that it can operate in the spirit, that your soul also can cooperate with your spirit. And then you speak to the mountain and the mountain got to move. Turn to Acts 6. Let's talk about the miracle of faith. In a few moments. Acts chapter 6, the miracle of faith. So you begin to have faith miracles. Say it.
I begin to have faith miracles.
Today.
Today.
Now I'm telling you, you're going to have to use what I taught you for it to happen. But everybody's faith, how can I say this, Lord, is about to become manifest on a new display. Everybody hearing me? I'm speaking that and prophesying that over you. Your faith going to be more powerful now than it ever has been. Those who listen to me, those online, my members, I want y'all to take this. Don't take it as a teaching from apostles. This is a apostolic government revealing how governmental faith is. Faith is government that God have given you in the spirit world. You govern your life with faith. When faith is realized and the realisticness of faith and the revelation of faith and faith become a rhema word. Remember he said in John 16, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. You follow what I'm saying? So it's so important. For lack of better word, I don't know if this is a word, to ramanize faith. Faith must become rama. It must become a revelation. It cannot remain a religion. It cannot remain a ritual. You have to know that faith is so powerful when it's used properly. Hearing, seeing, understanding. The word that delivers faith to you must be a revelation to you. faith has to be revealed. Faith can't be realized. Faith has to be revealed. When you want to use your faith, you're going to have the scripture, but the scripture going to have the Holy Spirit going to have to reveal that scripture to you.
Yes.
Because if it's not revealed to you, it won't be revealed to Satan.
Uh-huh.
Because Satan's not going to be able to see who you are.
Mm. That's good.
Because you're in the flesh trying to use faith.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because you believe you got it because they have told you, so that faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God, but you have not been explained to the point of hearing.
Uh-huh.
Hearing is a revelation word. Jesus said, he that has ears to hear. In other words, see, look, wait, what I told you, Tony?
Acts
6, hold that. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Here it is. Here's what's been happening to our faith. Because we thought we had the revelation by Romans 10, 17.
Uh-huh.
See? But it's written, I have not seen, faith have not seen,
uh-huh,
nor ye heard, you haven't heard the faith, now they have entered into the heart of man, there's no faith in them, the things that which God has prepared for them that love him. See? So that's dry, dead words.
Yes, sir.
And you think you're operating in faith. Now look at that. Look at the same in that open. Look at the 10th verse.
Yes, sir.
10th verse.
That's good, Lord.
Now, I submit to you that this word here in the 10th verse reveals the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13 is in his voice. 2 Corinthians, put in your note. 2 Corinthians 4:13 is in his voice. You're going to operate in the spirit of faith.
Yes, sir.
It, help me, Holy Ghost. It's going to have to be a revelation.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, turn to 2 Corinthians 4:13. Let's come back to this statement here. Turn to 2 Corinthians 4:13. We're having the same spirit of faith, right?
Yes, sir.
We're having the same spirit of faith according as it is written. Woo! My God. See, having a revelation of what is written. Be back to John 6:63.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. I believe.
Yes, sir.
Don't try to believe before you know what is written.
Yes, sir.
So, see what I'm saying? So what happened, people got a whole lot of Bible verses pile up and think they're operating in faith, but it says we have the same spirit of faith. That's John 6:63 too.
Yes, sir.
According as it's written, I believe. Don't speak before you believe.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And see, I think because of Romans 10:17, we've been speaking, hadn't gone through John 6:63.
Yes, sir.
And so now the mountain said, no, I ain't moving.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You move. I'm speaking to you. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
See, we have the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believe, I believe, I believe. I believe. I have to believe what I'm saying is real before I say it.
Wow.
That's right.
I believe. You can't. I believe and therefore have I spoken.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yep.
So he said, we also believe and therefore speak. So the believing has to become before the speaking, and the believing can't come unless you got revelation or got a rhema or got these steps I give you earlier.
Yes, sir.
Go back to Acts 6. Go back to Acts 6. How many of y'all getting it? Get up and do a little dance if you're getting it. Just make you do something.
Yep, yep.
In your house too, in your house. Get up and do a little dance. Get up, do a little dance. Everybody dancing, you ain't dancing. Dancer, I got this, Lord. Thank you for it. Hallelujah. Everybody, get up out of that chair. Dance, girl. Ha, ha, ha. Hallelujah. You in a brand new position. I'm telling you, oh my God, the great physician just worked on your faith. Your faith is being operated on by the great physician, and your situation about to become well.
Yes.
Do you understand my language? Sit down. Let me try to finish. Try to close. Ooh, Lord. Ooh, Lord. Acts chapter 6. Problem, you better watch out. When I turn this crew loose, yeah, you better watch out. Acts chapter 6, verse 8. We're talking about the miracle of faith. And Stephen, full of faith. See it? And power. Now, wait a minute now. We got to pause here before we get to the last part. Stephen, full of faith and full of power. He's full of faith of the faith I'm teaching you this morning. And that faith made him full of power. But he's full of revelation faith. He's not working faith principles. He's operating in the spirit of faith. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
So since he's full of faith, he's full of power.
Yes, sir. That's good.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Full of faith, full of power. Look at it. Look at what he said.
Yes, sir.
And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. So what have happened to you this morning? You've been placed in the position to be full of faith, the right kind of faith,
yes,
which produced you full of power. I declare and decree wonders and miracles about to happen everywhere you go. Anybody who hearing this message, you out there on YouTube and the different channels, gonna be watching this message after my staff put it online. You gonna work in wonders and miracles because you're operating in the real power of faith.
Yes, sir.
See it? See it? See it? See it? See it? Now, real revelation don't have to produce no emotion, no excitement, but it releases expectation. We got a lot of emotion. We got a lot of excitement, but it releases expectation. Now, when you use your faith from this day forward, you're going to have grandstand expectation because you know you're putting out more than just word. You're putting out hearing, seeing, and understanding what you're talking about. You only don't cartolate me. You don't only have your physical man involved. Your spirit man involved, your solar command is involved. Everybody involved, because you know how it worked. It worked by revelation. Notice you want your shouting clothes on. Notice when you operate like this, look at the 10th verse, 6th chapter 10th verse. When your faith really operated, they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Now, with this revelation that we're dealing with this morning, understand the mission of faith and the revelations that I've given you that is not just Romans 10, 17, is you got to connect it with John 6, 63, and the hearing, the seeing, and the understanding has to be in place. And the Holy Ghost has to bear witness with your faith. Your faith will work anywhere, on anything, at any time. Here's why. Now, I got a glimpse of this. I don't know how can I explain it, but I got a glimpse on it when I was studying for this and the Lord revealed it to me. Turn to Isaiah 55:11. I might be able to explain it from there. Isaiah 55:11. Now, hold your seat. Because what I'm about to share with you now is so powerful. the steps and the stages that the Holy Spirit had brought us through this morning, huh? That verse, Isaiah 55, 11. Wait, watch what I'm about to say now. The words that you speak are on the same level that God speak. Oh, y'all missed it, man. From this day forward, for that type of faith, the words that you speak, in other words, just what God said about the word go out his mouth, you say the same thing.
Right.
Because when you operate in faith, God fixes it that way. When you operate in faith from that facet, God come out your mouth. You're not coming out, God coming out. So that voice becomes yours. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. That's Mark 11, 23, children. That voice is Mark 11, 23. Verily, verily, I say unto whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast, and shall not doubt in his heart, believe those things that he said, whatsoever he said shall come to pass. So the real revelation of faith gives you the voice of God. The voice of God become your voice. Your voice become the voice of God. The words you speak have much effect as the word that God speak, the word that Jesus speak, the word that the Holy Spirit speak. Not only the word of Paul, the word what God speak. So now your faith will never come back void again. Wow. You hear me?
Yes,
yeah. Go back to Isaiah 55, 11, because I want them to see this. Isaiah 55, 11. The revelation of the spirit of faith, the God kind of faith, where the word have been revealed to your spirit. When you speak, you will be a God that's speaking. That's what God desires. He desires for you to say something to somebody or something that need to be done, and it happened. Listen now, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. So shall my faith be that goes forth out of my mouth. My faith shall not return unto me void, but my faith shall accomplish that which I please. And my faith shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Oh, my. That's good preaching there, partner. That's good preaching. See, with the revelation that we're hearing this morning, it turned our words into God's word. Faith is God talking through me.
Right.
When I see it, when I hear it, when I understand it, as I was ministering to this morning about the message of faith, that if I connect Romans 10, 17 and John 6, 63 and sit there and don't move till I'm in that facet, when I recognize that I'm given the measure of faith, then I recognize how to mature my faith with the word of God.
Yeah.
I know how to walk in the mystery of faith. I know how to walk in the manifestation of faith. I know how to move mountain with my faith.
Yes, sir.
And then wonders and miracles start operating because of my faith.
Yes, sir.
So it's a preaching of faith, the hearing of faith, the seeing of faith, the understanding of faith, the applying of faith, the receiving by faith, and thanksgiving. You better get it. I'm going to give it again. It's the preaching. If it's wrong preaching, you can't hear nothing. The preacher has to have utterance, has to have boldness, has to know what he's talking about or what she's talking about when they minister to you. Not a formula, not principles, but they should minister out of the spirit of faith.
Yes, sir.
than hearing. Then God have to open our ears that we hear more than sound. We hear more than syllables, but we hear the spirit. Whew. Then seeing, not physically seeing what kind of suit the preacher got on. You need to see the spirit of God that he is ministering to you. Now, not only seeing, people see, but they don't understand. Then you're applying. See, your applying is different now. The applying of your faith is different because you got three things for you apply. You got four things for you apply. You got the ministering of faith to you. You got the hearing of faith. You got the seeing of faith. You got the understanding of faith. Now you're ready to apply. When you apply, your expectation always to receive, the receiving. And then after receiving, always add, Father, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for what your word have done for me. Your word didn't return void. The word never supposed to return void. So everything you've used your faith on that have returned void, it means because you didn't have this revelation on the mystery of faith, understanding the mystery of faith. The Holy Spirit tried to unfold this thing clearly to you this morning because we must go, now we'll be able to go into the mystery of living in the righteousness of faith. The right. In other words, when you know your faith rights by revelation, you will receive every time. And we'll finally come back, and that's the mystery of faith. Another mystery of faith is the righteousness of faith. I am going to teach the spirit of faith by itself in days to come. But I pray God that today, go back to 1 Timothy 3. I want to close with that. 1 Timothy 3, go back. It's so important. I want you to go over this. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
I want you to go over this because 1 Timothy 3, 9. Now you can do this. After this message this morning, you're going to hold in the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. You say, what you mean, the mystery? Well, the mystery has been revealed to you.
Yes, sir.
That the messenger must unfold or reveal or speak this word properly before you can understand it. Now, this is one of the greatest messages you ever heard in your life on faith. In my four decades of old, when the Holy Spirit started revealing this to me, I understood that this has to go to the body of Christ apostolically.
Yes, sir.
See, it's an apostolic message on faith. And for lack of, I would say a nice word, I almost thought about a lot of faith damage going to be done, but a lot of faith deliverance. Oh, let me get, I got a stronger word now. A lot of faith demonstrations about to take place in the body of Christ. Anybody sit down and hear this message. Don't just get all upset about emotion, but hear word by word what the Spirit of God has spoken to the church today. The faith of the whole body of Christ is about to expand and about to bring forth more demonstration than demon can shake a fist at. It's so powerful. Oh my God, y'all hearing me? It is so powerful. Holding them, and then the Holy Ghost, Romans 9:1, remember Romans 9:1 now? Bearing witness with the Holy Ghost. My faith from this forward going to bear witness with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is going to bear witness with my faith. Because my faith is not shucking and jiving no more. My faith set in the apostles' class. And my faith have taken off on a new dimension. Are y'all hearing?
Yes, sir.
Now, you are not the same. When you tune in this morning, your faith is not the same. This is the first time me hearing this message. And I've been in here 40-something years. So If you heard this message, great and grand. But I'm prone to playing Kotale Yish, 9 out of 10, never heard this. Because in all my hearing, I never heard it preached to this extent. And the Holy Ghost was preaching this morning. And I'm stronger now in faith than I ever been. See, but you can be dull when you're dull of hearing. When you're expecting the same old thing. When you've done your duty by coming to church or by turning online. But please do not take this message as a duty message. This message is a message of deliverance. Hallelujah.